Hi, this is Tricia Stewart Shue, and this is Zoe Magazine's Artistic Allegory audio article. The title is Grace is a Verb, Clarity is a Strategy. Finish this sentence. Desperate times call for. Before you fill in that chasm-like blank space with an abysmal catchphrase or cliche, ask yourself how your answer best serves you, your family, friends, and/or your community. No doubt you've experienced some form of desperation over the last year or even beyond that. We all have experienced desperation. Occasionally, life will throw a strong curveball right in the middle of your beautifully settled life. It is within these moments of undefined terror, blind confusion, or just plain numbed stumpness that an extra level of understanding is needed. It is anyone's guess as to what is required to navigate the unsettled, jarring occurrences that tend to happen throughout life. But one thing is certain. The answer lies beyond any action, beyond thought. Yes, the thing needed in times like these is grace. Nothing against action or thought, but sometimes there are no actions or thoughts, or for that matter, words, that can get us through even a minute of such a challenge. My father has dementia. It's been challenging watching him weave his way through the uncertainty of his diagnosis. Some days are better than others. But one thing I've observed about him is that he has exhibited, embodied, and modeled more grace than I have ever before witnessed in any other human being. What is grace? Many people attach biblical or religious meaning to grace. Yet others focus their definitions around an individual's attractiveness, magnetism, or charisma. One of the most apt definitions comes from Webster's Dictionary. Unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification. Grace promises release from suffering or pain. But the manner in which one might receive grace is unclear. How does one do it? The definition does include the word unmerited, which alludes to a particular type of detachment from a desired outcome. Back to my father, whose grace has defied the myriad of dips and peaks associated with his diagnosis. On several occasions, it's been apparent that he clearly acknowledges the reality and stays absolutely, resolutely, and radically present. Now, his presence changes with each passing hour, waxing and waning with a mysterious flow known only to him. But from my perspective, this radical presence and acknowledgement is grace. He is just one person, but sometimes a human being, a single human being, living their life in absolute capital R reality, staying present in each and every joy and challenge, is the best example anyone needs. This is absolutely true for me in my father's case. Given that, here are a few things I've observed. Grace is facing your worst nightmare with neutrality and calm, fighting till your last breath for what you truly believe in, opening your arms wide with acceptance during a life-altering challenge, surrendering to a higher power when receiving heartbreaking news. Facing fate with dignity. Feeling every feeling to its fullest, even the tough ones. Receiving help. Self-compassion. Compassion for others. Sometimes those lifetime curveballs that hit you right between the eyes can show you exactly who you are. It takes clarity to see those events and yourself as you are as well. If you're reading this or listening to it, my wish for you is gentleness, peace, and compassion for yourself. And most of all, grace.